Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, called to thanks and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly thank God for you and you being on the broadcast today. We're going to ask Pastor Bell, if she'll be so kind to get us going. I'm excited about this word, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Lord is our provider. And all we got to do is stand on the word and trust him. And the scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for those that are listening, those that called in, those that are listening by internet. Father God, we want to say thank you for them as well, Father God. We thank you for our pastor as he teaches the word of God. Father God, that your Holy Ghost will continue to use him mightily, Father God, that he's able to teach this word and make it plain so that we're able to understand it. Father God, be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. You know their hearts and their heart's desire. You know what they're going through, Father God. You even know the unspoken prayers. So, Father God, we ask that you will grant them that prayer request, Father God, and may they have a testimony for you, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against this broadcast, try to come up against our pastor, those that are listening, those that participate, Father God. Well, we just want to thank you for another day. For your word tells us to give thanks in everything and for everything. And Father God, we're just so thankful for the word. Now open up our hearts and our minds to receive it. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Remember Nehemiah 8 and 10? The Lord is your strength. And I think I need to say this, too, because over in Psalms 5 and 11, he said, this is the way, brothers and sisters, but let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing and shout for joy. Woo! You're talking about a time to shout, not when you see the mountain come down. That's not the time to shout. Mm-hmm. You got to shout before that. You rejoice in me. You rejoice in me because your hope was all in Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That's an awesome thing, man, to know that Yes, you can rejoice in hope. I believe that's Romans 12 and 12. Matt Pastor should read that. And I'm just, I'm doing what they call freestyling today. I just want the Lord to speak to somebody's heart today. You got to rejoice in hope, man. Rejoice in hope. Ask Pastor to read that.
Amen. Reading from the King James, Romans 12 and 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Amen, amen.
In other words, be happy in your hope. Do not give up when trouble comes. Do not let anything stop you.
Come on now, continue to pray.
The Bible says, man should always pray. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Be happy in your hope. Well, what that mean, preacher? You know, I know some of you, when you were small, you couldn't, you know, you was hoping you get this bicycle, and you was hoping you would get this doll, and you was hoping you would get this tea set. I mean, whatever you was hoping for, you got happy about it. You rejoiced in that hope. I sure hope mama get me this. I hope daddy get me this bicycle. But you rejoice in that, knowing that you were going to get it. Rejoice with them.
Yeah.
And then the Bible says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that do weep. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, it's your season to rejoice. Rejoice.
Thank you.
1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice. Be happy. It's already you already won. It's already done. Or do I need to go there? Do I need to show you what 1 Thessalonians 5 said before I really get into this message? I want you to know, brothers and sisters, you want to know what time it is? It's time to rejoice.
Yeah.
It's time to rejoice. And then I like the fact he says forevermore. And what that means, don't stop. The more trouble comes, the more you rejoice. The more doubt comes, the more you rejoice. Yeah, get excited. Yeah. You couldn't wait to open that present. You rejoice. You couldn't wait. Just start rejoicing. Don't let it get you down. Let it get you up. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now. But the situation is this. You're doing it backwards. You're looking down when you should be looking up. You should rejoice.
That's right.
Amen. Rejoicing. Hallelujah. Now I could give you the simple stuff. You're able to put your right foot in your right shoe, your left foot in your left shoe. I mean, you can raise your hand and praise God. Those are things you could rejoice about. But listen, man.
Yeah.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. See, when you're rejoicing, you're giving thanks. You're going through the word of God, and you're thanking him. That's where you start rejoicing, man. Start rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
Start thanking him.
Yeah.
I wish
Amen.
I had a
man.
Start thanking him.
Amen.
Stop thanking him. Now, I can give you a lot of stuff to thank God for and rejoice in. But here's the thing. Rejoice in his word. That's what God get excited, man. I'm telling you. Because his word will not return unto him void. Now, notice, his word got to come back to him. And your name need to be on it. Your footprint need to be on that word.
Yeah.
You know, when it get back to God, you know, God need to know you done shouted for him. You done rejoiced for him. So when he sent it back, we'll fulfill his purpose. You done asked God for rain. You rejoicing. You getting your umbrella. Everybody else is somewhere else. But you don't care about no sunshine. You don't care what the weather, because you have asked him for rain, so you got your umbrella. Y'all just wait. You'll see it. You'll see it.
Amen.
Good job. I never forget when my son played football, and he had been out for a couple of games because he got hurt. Man, when they saw him with that uniform on, they just started rejoicing. They thought that he shouldn't get in there and just do what he had been doing. But the people rejoiced over it. All I'm telling you, find something to rejoice about. And if you're a Christian today, you're a Christian today, let me start by telling you, it says, Matthew 5:6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Man, if you, let me tell you this, the beatitude of the spirit are truly lovely. We must emphasize that God will not fail to fill us. See, he want to fill you.
No man can
hunger and thirst after righteousness unless God has put the desire in him. See, the righteousness is the righteousness of Jesus. So what are you saying, righteousness? Because I know a lot of people get that kind of messed up or misconstrued. Righteousness is the ability to stand in the presence of God without condemnation. See? That's what righteousness is. The ability to stand in the presence of God. Now, watch this. See, the law was weak. So you don't want to do nothing with the law. You want to do something with is Christ. That's what you want to rejoice about. That's how you know you're going to stay in the presence of the Almighty. The Bible says in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For your the bill was paid because you're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to read that at the Messenger Bible, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. God did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, he put us in right standing with himself, a pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in and restored us to where he always wanted us to be. And he did it by means of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Man, that you ought to start rejoicing about that. That's something to rejoice about. You're no longer in that mess. You're no longer part of that world system. You are in Christ. That's how you know you can stay under the shadow of the Almighty, because you're in Christ. Rejoice about it, though. Don't be sad.
Amen.
Rejoice. Woo, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You made me right. His word justify means make right. Look it up. Do your research. Guarantee you my research is better than yours. Justify means made right. And guess what? Freely. How did you do it? By grace. It was his grace. Because you couldn't work for, you couldn't con him for. It was his grace, bless God.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was his grace. That's why it's about being in Christ. Let me say a few things here. You got to know it's about being in Christ. When I look at scriptures, that's when I look at Romans 8:2, for instance. It says, for the law of the spirit of life, watch this, in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. See, the Ten Commandments and these other laws are called the law of sin and death. You're not living by that. You're in a whole different arena. You're living by a whole different law or circumstances now. You are living in Christ. So the Bible says the law of the spirit of life, that law that's in Christ, Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
See, that's why Romans 8:1 says, there therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You're walking after the Spirit of God.
Yeah. Amen.
So that makes Romans 8:2 more real to me. Because the law of the spirit of life. Let me tell you what the law. There's a law of gravity, okay? The law of gravity says if you jump off that building downtown Atlanta, it's 98 stories. Maybe they're 102 stories. But anyway, 98 stories. The law of gravity said you jump off there, baby, you gonna bust that concrete wide open and let something catch you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It ain't like you can automatically stay up in the air. It doesn't work like that. The law of gravity said you gotta boom hit it. But now you can go out of space and use that law. And you can flip over 50, 11, 20 times, and it would never affect you because you're under a different law. But here you're under the law of gravity. Well, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, which law are you living under? The law of sin and death, or are you living under the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus? See, when you're living under the law of life, that is in Christ Jesus, you free. You free from the law of sin and death. You free from that. Amen. You can't do both of them. You got to do one or the other. You either living where there's gravity or you living where there ain't no gravity.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm glad that we're living in the law of Christ. Because that's the life you want to live now.
Yeah.
It's about being in Christ.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, thing is about being in Christ, that will allow us to stay in the shadows of the Almighty by remaining in Christ.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 15:22. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You die out of self and live unto Christ. You will be made alive in this life. In this life, not when you leave here, but now. There's a couple things you got to do. Romans 12:1-2 is a good one, right? I just love that. Because it's about dedicating yourself to God. I mean, truly, truly. He says, I beseech you, brethren. Well, let me read it, what it says. It says, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And reading that from the Message Bible, Romans 12, 1 and 2. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Really recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Amen, amen.
Yeah. You don't have to do what Satan is expecting out of you. Have you ever noticed that? Satan expects us to act a certain way. We're not ordinary people. Stop thinking like you are. Because there's an urgency here. The urgency is that you, and he's telling you, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's easier than you think, brothers and sisters. I mean, Lord, here I am. I'm willing. I'm able. I will do it. I will confess. Start confessing what the Word of God say you are and stop trying to hang on to what your mind telling you you are. Do I need to tell you? You know, you're an ambassador, man. You represent Christ.
Amen.
The word Christian really... And I don't know who I'm talking to now, but the word Christian means one who was first called out. You've been called out from the world way of thinking. Your mind is being renewed. Yeah. Your mind don't get born again. It get renewed. A lot of people waiting on their mind to get born again. It ain't going to happen. Forget it. It has to be renewed. How does it get renewed? It get renewed on the Word of God. But you can't be conformed to this world or this way of thinking. But you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Thank you, Lord.
To understand transformation, look no farther than a tadpole. A tadpole lives all in the slime and liquid and all that green stuff. Oh, what a tadpole. But the moment he makes that leap, before he hit that green grass, he become a frog. He got transformed.
Okay.
He got transformed. That's what's happening to you. The more you get in that word, the more you're making that leap. You're not a butterfly. It was a caterpillar. It crawled on the ground. Had no idea that one day it would fly. But the moment the caterpillar make that transformation, it becomes a butterfly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You get in that word, and you stay in that word, and you pleasing the and you pleasing your Father, you will make that transformation. You will become into the image of Him because you're in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Well, this is where anyone have anything they want to share or say, press 1, and we'll let you in. Any comments? We're standing fast for those that have asked for prayer. We're definitely standing fast with you. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, if not,
I want to greet that pastor.
You have something,
Pastor? I want to read. I want to read that from the New Living Translation, Romans 12, 1 and 2. So, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen, amen. That kind of sums up what you were saying, Pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. Yes.